There's been a lot of changes in the Seattle Seahawks defense over the last couple of weeks due to injury. But one constant all year has been one of the best middle linebackers in the game, Bobby Wagner. And when you think about it, the Eagles this season, other than playing against Luke Kuechly for about a quarter and a half before he got hurt, they haven't faced a high-level middle linebacker. And Bobby Wagner is that. He's one of the two or three best in the league, and he can hurt you in a lot of ways. He's a really good run defender, and that's critical in this game because the Eagles, on first down, they're the best running team in the NFL. So it's really important for the Seahawks to be able to stop the run on first down. Wagner is an outstanding run defender. He sees things really quickly. He's been added into the mix as a blitzer more and more over the last year and a half. When the Seahawks play cover one, meaning man-to-man across the board with a single high safety, they've added more blitz. Wagner is predominantly the blitzer, and he's very, very good at it. Now, he's also really good as a zone coverage defender with the ability to read routes and to read the quarterback and step in front of underneath throws. And that's a big part of Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles passing game are those quick underneath throws. So Carson's going to have to be very, very aware of Bobby Wagner because he's outstanding reading the quarterback, reading routes, positioning himself in a way to make plays on the ball. So the Eagles really, as I said, for the first time this year are going to play a really good middle linebacker. That's going to be a big challenge in this game.
All right, Mike, quick. So this is going to be a big test facing a guy like Bobby Wagner, and he can do a lot of things. How much of a challenge is this for the Birds offense?
These are big challenges. This guy has 100 tackles already, 76 solo tackles. So they have to know where he is because he's going to get his hat on the football. And if you watch this play, you know, Greg talked about how disciplined he is and how he takes plays away. But if you watch him, he's going to be aggressive. Whenever Carson's going to put the football into the belly of a running back, look at the reaction because he likes to headhunt. He likes to get after the football, but when you give him that fake and you got that little pop pass coming over the top, whenever you're able to influence him and get him into the backfield, there's going to be a void, and the Eagles can take advantage of that void created by his aggressive play.
The Eagles have rushed for 175 yards or more in three straight games for the first time since you were a young lad, by the way.
Yes.
Can they run the ball against a pretty decent Seattle run defense?
They absolutely can run the football against them because this offensive line, John, they're playing so well. But they have to know where Bobby Wagner is because Bobby Wagner finds the football as well as anybody in the game. Very smart guy, very athletic, and as I said, he leads that team in tackles.
You know, Carson Wentz hasn't had to put up the big passing numbers over the last 3 or 4 weeks because the running game is controlling these games, huh?
The running game is working so well, and I think they have to continue to lean on the running game.